Jerry Bader Show 923. By the way, I will continue to follow up on the story that I just shared with you about the insurance company that basically enrolled someone whose policy had been canceled because it wasn't ACA compliant. Well, we just put you in another one of ours. When in fact, the woman that wrote me and her husband had planned not to take any insurance. They decided to take their chances with the penalty. And we'll look into that more. We will look into that more. As you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, there is a loony left organization in Wisconsin that has been given some credibility by some mainstream media outlets when they're looking for a liberal perspective. They quote them. And I'm trying to get through to the mainstream media that this organization is the far, far Looney Tunes left. And that they embarrass themselves when they give this organization any credibility by using them in news stories as the liberal perspective. That is, the news organization embarrasses themselves when they use this organization, which would be One Wisconsin Now, or as I call it, One Wisconsin Have a Cow. And their executive director, whatever the hell his title is, Scott Ross, is just, he is way off the deep end. Now, they tried to use the death of Nelson Mandela. They tried to politicize it to attack Scott Walker. They issued a news release that said this: end attacks on right to vote to truly honor memory of Mandela. One Wisconsin Now released the following statements in commemoration and honor of the passing of Nelson Mandela. We respectfully ask Governor Scott Walker and his Republican colleagues elected as the leaders of our state legislature to end their collective attacks on the right to vote for legal voters in the state of Wisconsin and truly honor a man who brought so much to so many. By the way, I would not dispute that Nelson Mandela, after a violent Marxist youth, emerged from prison as a statesman who did bring so much to so many. I absolutely agree with that. Here's what they're saying, though. Be like Nelson when it comes to making it so easy to vote. Be like South Africa. As Media Trackers reports, Jason just rolled his eyes. The South African Constitution allows for and supports a rigorous election integrity process far more stringent than anything GOP lawmakers have proposed in Wisconsin. Voter registration in South Africa involves registering to vote on one of a handful of designated days or by making an appointment in advance at a municipal elections office. According to the nation's governing agency for elections, the Election Commission of South Africa, to register and vote, you must meet three criteria. Be a South African citizen, be at least 16 years old. You can only vote from age 18, but you can register at 16. And have a green barcoded ID book, ID smart card, or temporary identification certificate, a tick. Online voter registration and voting are not allowed. You have to apply for registration and vote in person with valid ID, reads the Government Elections website. Two of the common forms of ID, passports and driver's licenses, do not suffice for election ID purposes. The South African system stands in stark contrast to Wisconsin's own election system. Voter registration is always available, including on election day, and early voting in some areas extends the amount of time voters have to cast ballots. Because of a court blockage right now, no form of ID is required to cast a ballot, and proof of residency is not always required to register to vote. Compare and contrast that with the beloved South Africa to which One Wisconsin Have a Cow would have us aspire. In fact, here's what they write. 20 years after Nelson Mandela was finally able to cast his vote in a country that had imprisoned him for a generation, we see here in Wisconsin that right to vote compromised as never before for the sake of partisan political agendas. As Media Trackers puts it, they managed to turn their own argument on its head by picking as an example the leader of a nation with far more stringent election controls than Wisconsin. Unfortunately, this is where I wish they were just a little smarter so they could see how stupid they are. They are completely, entirely, utterly clueless on this. Speaking of clueless, in the next half hour, I want to get to an initiative that apparently comes from the GOP, the NRCC, and an experience I had with my wife out to dinner Saturday night that I think provides a valuable lesson for the fast food protesters. We'll get to all of that. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.